Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Just a little after 6:30, coming up at 7 p.m. 105.3 and the Odyssey app. Thursday Night Football, Falcons at Buccaneers over on 870 a.m. Pelicans versus Portland, tipping off in the Smoothie King Center. Right now, though, here on Weekend Kickoff, time to get into our Pick 6 segment. Charlie's going to let us know how we did last weekend and what we got on the slate for this coming week.
Guys, collectively, I think this is the best that we've done in a single week.
Wow.
And that's because the three of us went 3-3, so nobody finished with a losing record. And Bobby went 5-1. So congrats to the Cajun Cannon. The only game that he lost is one that we all lost because we gave Tulane, you know, we all went against Tulane. We gave North Texas the kiss of death with the clean sweep there. So we all lost that game. Mike, you lost the BYU pick. We all won the Georgia game. And then Mike and Bobby both got Indiana correct. Steve and I got Ohio State wrong. The three of us got the Buccaneers wrong. Bobby got the Saints correct. And then we all got the Packers right on the clean sweep against the Bears this past weekend. So, once again, I went 3-3. Mike, you went 3-3. Steve went 3-3. Bobby, 5-1, guys. So, it was a pretty fun weekend.
The Cannon.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Congratulations to Joan.
Yeah, right. So, I do have Bobby's picks for this week as well.
Okay.
So, we'll dive into all that. So, real quick, guys, we're going to change things up a little bit. Typically, we do college first. There's only one college game this weekend, obviously. So, we'll do our NFL picks. I took out 5 games from this NFL Week 15 action. It is a loaded slate, so it wasn't very hard. We're actually going to start with tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, the Falcons at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 5.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's going with the Bucs, -5.5. The Buccaneers, I know they're getting a couple weapons back. They let me down last week, guys. I will take the Falcons to cover. I think the Buccaneers probably win this game, but I think it's a tight one.
Charlie, I'm with you. I'm going to take the Falcons covering this game. Not liking what I'm seeing from the Bucs lately. Given 5.5 in this matchup, I feel like it's going to be a closer game than that. So I'll roll with the ATL getting that 5.5, but I do think they lose.
I'll go with the Bucs here. I'll go with Tampa Bay.
We got a split, Charlie, right off the bat.
A split decision, Bobby and Mike going with the Buccaneers -5.5. That game will be tipping off in about 45 minutes here, gentlemen. And then, Steve, you and I are going with the Falcons. I don't feel great about this game at all, but to your point, Steve, the Buccaneers have really been falling apart recently ever since their 5-1 start. I think they've only won 2 of their last 7 games, and I remember it stuck in my head. It feels like every year these two teams play on Thursday Night Football, and last year it was Kirk Cousins in the big game taking out the Buccaneers. I don't think he does it this time around, but I think he does enough to keep this game close. Up next, guys, we're moving to Sunday, the only noon game that we're going to cover in this Pick 6, because we have 3 afternoon games on that Sunday slate. It's loaded. We'll get to it in just a second here. The Bills at the Patriots. Buffalo -1.5 on the road in New England. Bobby's got the Bills -1.5. I know that the Patriots won in Buffalo earlier this year. I know that they're rolling to an 11-2 record. I know that Buffalo has been very up and down this year, very hot and cold. But give me Josh Allen. Give me the Bills winning a big game in Foxborough.
This one's definitely a tough one. A little bit of, you see the Patriots, I think, are coming off a bye week as well.
Yes.
They're rested, but, man, this Bills squad is definitely – The more desperate team, so I'll even roll with Buffalo on the road here, given 1.5.
I'll go with the Bills here. If the Patriots were playing without kind of piecemeal left side of their offensive line,
true
I
that.
Would go with New England, but I'm going to go with Buffalo. And don't ask me why, because the Patriots are lousy on defense, absolutely lousy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bills,
yeah.
excuse me,
right.
not the Patriots, the Bills. They're terrible on defense, but, boy, you got Josh Allen. And he makes everybody just a tad better.
Well, yeah, and Drake May's been great, but still Josh Allen's another level. Drake's not there yet.
But he's closing in.
No, I agree with you guys. And I think that this is going to be an interesting game. The Patriots are still in the driver's seat to win this division, guys. And with only 4 weeks left, the Bills will have to really catch up and win basically almost every game with how well the Patriots have been playing this year. But give me Buffalo. I think it's a fun game in the noon slate. But give me the Bills. That is a clean sweep. So if any bettors out there, you might want to go take the Patriots. Up next, we got the Panthers at the Saints. Carolina -2.5 in New Orleans at the Superdome. Bobby obviously has the Saints +2.5. Guys, this just feels like a split. I'll take the Panthers here begrudgingly because Bryce Young does not play well against the Saints, unlike how he plays against the Atlanta Falcons. I will take Carolina to cover. I think they win by a field goal in this one. Very, very tight matchup, like Jeff Duncan had said earlier on in the show.
Yeah, they always tight games. That's why I'm going to go with the Panthers. I could see this being a kind of walk-off field goal for Carolina.
Yeah, sadly, I'm rolling with Carolina too, guys. Just haven't seen that consistency from the Saints yet. I'm hoping they can win two games in a row.
I hope so, but
right.
I don't know. It's,
right,
it's been a stock market deal with them.
Sure. So
I did have stock like them.
We'll see if the arrow can continue to go up. I'm just buying that the Panthers end up covering this one, sadly.
This game is obviously more important for the Panthers as well because they are still in the thick of the NFC South race, as you both know. And I think it's going to be a good game. As y'all mentioned, a close one, maybe a field goal type of game. I think Vegas has got this line on the money. Up next, we got the Packers at the Broncos. A really, really fun NFC versus AFC matchup here, guys. The Packers, 2.5-point favorites on the road in Denver. Bobby's got the Packers -2.5. Green Bay has been good to me, guys. I will go with the Packers as well, -2.5. It feels like this is the time of year that Jordan Love always starts to heat up a little bit. I think that win over the Bears was gigantic for their confidence moving forward as we kind of get into the heat of December. The Broncos defense does worry me a little bit in this game because I think it could be low scoring, but I don't trust Bo Nix. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think once we get down to brass tacks, as we get to the postseason for this Broncos bunch, I think they'll be playing some low scoring games. And if they get into a contest with a team like the Texans, for instance, where their defense is just as good as the Broncos defense, I think Denver could be in some trouble. I think the Packers defense has been playing really well. Give me Green Bay -2.5 on the road.
Boy, oh boy, to me, this game was an insult when I saw the line. Give me Denver at home.
Ooh, okay. I thought the same thing, Steve.
The team's been playing well, plus the elevation is also a key in this matchup, I'll say.
Sure.
That home field advantage is legit in Denver, and for them to
And we get points.
And to get points in this one,
I'll take it.
It seems like a money grab. I don't know. I'm rolling with the Broncos for sure and Sean Payton.
Me and you's thinking alike, that ain't good.
I like my thinking,
yeah,
Dan. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, it is Denver. I'll take Denver, and I'll grab that 2.5. This may come down to one of those like 1-point games, and
sure,
I get 2.5, and they playing at Denver. That to me almost seems not quite right, but that's why I'm gonna go with the Broncos.
I'll tell you what, guys, I can explain the line immediately. Vegas loves the NFC this year. If you look at the top ranked teams to win the Super Bowl, I think like the top 3 or 4 of them are from the NFC. And that's before you get to New England and Denver and Buffalo and all the teams from the AFC. But as far as the NFC, I think that they just think the conference is better this year than the other side. So I think it's going to be an awesome game. Both of these teams have been excellent all year long. But the Packers -2.5, I actually feel okay about it. We'll see how it all goes. Wrapping up the NFL Week 15 slate, guys, we got the Lions at the Rams in a huge NFC battle. The Rams recently retaking control of their division, despite losing to the Panthers a couple weeks back. But they are 6-point favorites, 6 flat, at home against the Lions. Bobby's got the Lions +6. I like this Lions team. I like the way their offense has been playing. I do not like the way their defense has looked at times. And I just think that the Rams aren't the best matchup for them. I feel like, you know, if we get Matt Stafford and those Rams weapons all healthy and rolling for this game, that I kind of struggle to see how many stops Detroit can get. So give me the Rams minus six. I would take the over in this game. I wouldn't necessarily play the spread, but both offenses are rolling right now.
I'll take the Rams. I just think that if there's a weakness for the Lions, it's in the secondary. And that's the biggest strength for the Rams is their pitch and catch game. Now, they can run it, but, man, can they throw it downfield? Give me the Rams.
I think we're in for a slugfest with a lot of points being scored with this one. And so with all those numbers being put up, I'll take Detroit getting an additional six. I think they can hang with the Rams in this one.
I think it's more important for the Lions, probably. I know that the Rams really are in a dogfight for the NFC West with the Seahawks right now, who are hot on their tail. But at the same time, if you're looking at the standings and the teams that are in the wild card, the teams that are on the outside looking in, this game is massive for Detroit. So I like the pick, Steve. It's another split decision. So just recapping everything before we get to the Army-Navy game in just a little bit. Bobby and Mike both have the Buccaneers tonight. Steve, you and I are both rolling with the Falcons plus 5.5. It is a clean sweep. Buffalo minus 1.5 at New England against the Patriots. Another split. Actually, no, this is a 3-1. Steve, Mike, myself, we all have the Panthers minus 2.5. Bobby's going with the Saints, as he always does. We have another split where Bobby and I are rolling with the Packers on the road, but Mike and Steve are taking the Broncos. And then last but not least, another split here, guys, where we got the Lions, Bobby, and Steve are taking them plus six, and then Mike and I are taking the Rams minus six.
Man, a week like the Cannon had, they when the Saints win, he usually ends up pulling away because
yes.
He's the one betting on the black and gold.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Can Joan do this 2 weeks in a row? Can she pick up right again? No, that's really good for the Cannon for a 5-1 week for him. But, again, this time of the year, you see some games that you just sort of shake your head about and how they come up with these lines.
Right.
You know, it's really sort of a strange time of the year. But the one thing is, man, those nice casinos and them bright lights in Vegas, they're not because they're losing money.
That's our wrap on our NFL segment of Pick Six. When we get back, we'll talk a little about the college action with Army taking on Navy in Baltimore. We're going to come back with more weekend kickoff at Treasure Chest Casino after this, folks, on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Been doing our Pick 6 segment. Went through some NFL selections last segment, and time to get into the one big bad college football matchup we're talking about right now. Charlie, Navy versus Army, a big matchup.
Navy 6-point favorites in Baltimore, guys. Bobby's got Navy minus six. Oh boy. Everything in my head tells me to take Navy in this game. We watched both of them play Tulane this year. With Army specifically, that game for Tulane, it just felt like they blew it at the end, guys. And maybe like they can keep it up here. Blake Horvath, the quarterback for Navy, has been one of the better passers that I can remember Navy having in recent years. And so the pass game, I think, could play a role in this matchup, which is crazy to say for Army versus Navy. I will take Army, though. Go Army, beat Navy, plus six. These games are always like 3-point matchups. I think it's just too many.
My dad probably rolled in the crypt with this because he was a Navy guy. But give me Army and the points.
Yeah.
Because, man, I remember growing up, my dad, he couldn't stand Army. But sorry, Dad. But listen, hope Navy wins. just don't cover.
I think that's exactly. I'm going with Army getting the points too, but I do think the midshipmen end up pulling the game out. But that's 6 points seems like
that's
way
a
too,
lot of points. And these games have been very close.
Exactly, and Army plays people tight this year.
Yeah,
right.
Neither team are blowing out one another, so to speak.
Right.
It just screams to me like a 20-17 or 17-14, something like that. I don't think it's going to be a touchdown or more, guys. But Bobby's got Navy minus -6, so this is where he's standing alone alongside with the Saints game.
Well, he's got the hot hand.
Yeah, we'll see if he continues it. But yeah, so the three of us will take Army plus +6. A win works for us, guys, but just cover. Just cover the 6-point spread, and we'll roll with that.
Bobby's playing with that house money.
Yes. No, he's currently in the lead as far as the overall standings go.
Off the beaten track a little bit, guys. When do the bowl games start picking up?
December 13th, I believe.
Saturday, because Washington plays in the L.A. Bowl. This coming Saturday.
So we didn't include that in the picks, but apologies for any Washington fans out
there. Yeah, they play Boise State in the, I don't know even what they call it today, bucked up L.A. Bowl. man, that was the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Right, right.
At one time. I think this is the last year they're going to play this bowl game. It's out in Inglewood. It's in SoFi. It's playing in SoFi, so...
I know Coach Kellen Moore will be interested with the Broncos playing.
Yeah, but Washington's good.
Oh,
they
yeah.
got a coach that might have a chance maybe to leap, so to speak, if certain things happen or don't happen out in Tuscaloosa.
Well, guys, this is the last week that we'll have a really light college football week, because then next week we'll be doing the quarterfinal matchups or the first round matchups in the college football playoff, and that's
Charlie.
Going to
your
fun.
Your team plays Wednesday.
Yes,
right?
Cajuns
they play
are
Delaware.
Playing Delaware, FCS yeah. opponent who's going to be very impassioned to have a good showing in their first bowl appearance. That's not going to be very fun.
They got my money involved here, Hancock Whitney Stadium, out in I think it's in Mobile.
Yeah, the you mentioned Mobile, Mike. I just got notifications about the Senior Bowl, right? Panini Senior Bowl, getting ready for that action.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. Who was I talking about? Maybe it was to Bobby. He's like, when they change it from the Reese's Peanut Butter.
This year they changed it.
I was like, okay. But you know how I knew that was maybe going to happen? Man, they become a big sponsor at Manning Passing Academy.
Oh, yeah.
You get to the front of that stadium, and they got a big deal set up. I think... Was it your son that went to take a picture?
My kiddo's
there?
Got a picture for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, at the Panini deal. So
very cool stuff.
Man, they got a lot of money rolling in there. So if you're looking at a certain football card and you can go to them and tell them this is what I'm looking for, they can get it up on the screen. They'll show it to you and say this is what you're looking for. It was pretty sweet.
And they say now the draft starts in Mobile, and I know the Saints are definitely very active.
They've always picked a lot of Senior Bowl people.
Exactly, tons of Senior Bowl guys on this team. So we'll see if Kellen Moore's staff continues that tradition.
I think probably so, because I do know who's got a big hand in there. Jeff Arland.
Yeah.
Jeff's got a big hand in that. And you get to see him and talk to the players and everything. It's not foolproof, so to speak, but we're going to miss Jim Nagy not being there. You know, Jim, I told him you're actually cashing checks that are pretty good now. University of Oklahoma,
not
he's the GM there.
Yeah.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.